one February night. My roomie had himself a new motorcycle bike. Being young and kinda dumb, I asked him for a ride. We bundled up in coats and on that bike away we fly. With 82 horsepower, it ran 135. It was his first street bike, it's a wonder we survived. We wasn't going quite that fast on Kids Mill Blacktop Road. A left-hand curve came up and we drifted to the berm. I learned to fly the hard way, my longest ever flight was with that Kawasaki 900 motorbike. Slag pile and flew up toward the sky. There was enough hang time to think I was surely gonna die. We landed in a construction site with tractors and piles of bricks, 2x2 stakes everywhere to complete the deadly mix. His forehead landed on the speedometer intact. He still had a matching scar when the good Lord called him back. Stop. I learned to fly the hard way, my longest ever flight was with that Kawasaki 900 motorbike. Silly, so rescue was up to me, but I found that standing up was an impossibility. With my arms I crawled over to the gravel berm, but the first car didn't see me and whizzed on around the turn. I knew the cold would get us if we didn't get help real fast. I crawled onto the road waiting for a car to pass. Along came the sheriff and he radioed for help. A nice warm, how wonderful it felt. I learned to fly the hard way, my longest ever flight was with that Kawasaki 900 motorbike. Lesson to be learned, I'm singing it right now to whom it may concern. Never ride on the back of a motorcycle bike unless you want to fly like a bird to see what it's really like. I learned to fly the hard way, my longest ever flight was with that Kawasaki 900 motorbike. Oh, my longest ever flight involved a Kawasaki bike. Yeah, I learned to fly the hard way on a Kawasaki bike.